This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Life on the beautiful coastside is special indeed, but are you truly prepared for the unexpected? Earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires, we talk about it a lot, but being ready makes all the difference in the world. I'm Mike Dale, and today on Feature Story of the Week, KHMB, in partnership with the San Mateo County Department of Emergency Management, invite you to the 22nd annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day, happening Saturday, August 1st. This is a free event. It's your chance to learn vital skills, get expert advice, and gather resources to protect your home and family. You can meet the emergency responders, explore interactive exhibits, and get your questions answered. With me on KHMB's Feature Story of the Week are Carrie Guittard, a strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Team, and Sandra Furpo, Emergency Management Coordinator, Project Manager for the upcoming Disaster Preparedness Weekend. We always talk about preparedness, but we never really are prepared as consumers, right? So this is your 22nd annual Preparedness Day. How has technology changed everything over the last 22 years of staying prepared?
Technology is our way of life, right? Cell phones are everywhere. They are ubiquitous. We rely on them for everything, and that's a great tool, and we should have them. And as such, we have technology to hopefully match that, and such as our SMC alert. Every county in California has an alert and warning system. Ours is called SMC alert. But if you live or work or travel into other counties, you might want to consider having their alert and warning system placed onto your phone. And that's just information. It's an excellent tool to have so that you can make the best decision for you and your family when the time comes.
Carrie, you live in Pacifica. We live here on the Half Moon Bay coast. Why is it important to go to San Mateo on this particular day, Disaster Preparedness Day?
Okay, well, you have to be there. I'm a Pacifica resident, and I lived in Pacifica for almost 20 years, and I never knew that this event was even taking place. So I know sometimes on the coast, we don't like to leave the coast, but this is one time you absolutely should leave the coast, because we know what it's like to live with power outages and different, you know, threats and warnings on the daily. And this is just a great, fun way to get better prepared and to learn at a deeper level about, you know, a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness that we normally don't think of on the daily. Everything from, you know, go bags, not just for yourself, but for your kids. As a parent, I'm going to have my kids there, which I'm really excited about. There's an entire kids emergency corner where they get to get prepared, but also for your pets. And I'm going to challenge everyone to consider having an extra go bag that you can then give to a neighbor or someone who may not be able to, you know, come to the event or be able to prepare like we are, because we want to make sure that everyone is ready for what comes. And then beyond that, you know, Sandra has done an extraordinary job building out this event. There's almost 20 different demonstrations, activities. You're going to have firefighters doing a cooking demo, which, you know, and you can even try an extinguisher. If you've always wanted to practice with a fire extinguisher, this is your chance. But you also can learn about CPR and just a number of different aspects of disaster preparedness in a fun environment. And it's just going to be a great day, and everything's free.
Sandra, what is in a go bag?
The mistake that people make often is they think they have to pack everything in the kitchen sink inside of a go bag. Your go bag, as it sounds, is something you can grab and go at a moment's notice. and should be able to keep you comfortable for the first 3 to 5 days of any disaster. The first 3 days of any disaster is going to be very chaotic. And everything that we can do in advance to minimize that stress, lower the stress, would be so helpful to you at that stressful time. So things like a change of clothes, even underwear and a pair of comfortable shoes. You want to have any medications that you take. You want to have 3 to 5 days worth of that. Because in the first few days of a disaster, pharmacies are going to be, you know, not able to supply things very easily. If you have any dietary limitations whatsoever, any allergies, you want to have something that you can eat, a non-perishable bar of some type that you can eat. And then you want to have something fun in your go bag. You want to have a book or your sewing project or a puzzle or a deck of cards, something to keep you entertained. In a disaster, it's the famous line is, hurry up and wait. And you want to be sure that you have stuff to do in your downtime that can relax you and help you relax and get past the craziness. First of all, we'll have a class in English, Spanish, and Mandarin on how to pack a go bag at the event, and make sure that you go into the buildings as well as see all the displays outdoors. You'll get a lot of supplies. People will be giving away all kinds of things. Each person should have their own go bag, and you should be able to carry your own go bag, and that includes the kids.
It just sounds like another backpack, like you're going on vacation, right?
Absolutely.
But only accelerated, obviously. Super backpack, if you will.
Your super overnight bag, yes, exactly.
And I would just add that the other thing, too, that most people don't think about is to have some cash. I know every place is going cashless, but I have 3 go bags. I have one for myself at home as well as my family members, and then I have one at the office, and I have one in my car. And every single one of those go bags has small bills. And the reason that's important is, again, because if even credit card or any digital access and power issues and that goes down, that is good to have on hand. And then what we learned during the Wildfire Ready event that we held this past spring, we had a number of survivors from the LA wildfires. And one of the things that they said that may seem very simple but often overlooked, the best decision they ever made was taking their important documents, making sure they had copies of them and in a box right in their garage. So the minutes that they were given to evacuate, they grabbed that box, put it in their trunk, and that made all the difference when they were able to, you know, just reconstitute everything and make sure that they had all of their papers in order. The other thing, too, that insurance companies were advising people of there, whether you own your own home or you live in an apartment, is to just take a video of your space so that you do have an accounting of all your belongings. So it's little tips like this when we have these sorts of events where we have people sharing their stories and practical insights. So it's just a wealth of information in one place. Plus, you get free hot dogs. So, I mean, there you go.
We've taken out every excuse. It's free parking, free admission, free resources, free classes, and free hot dogs, yes. The kids will be able to climb all over, you know, fire engines and backhoes and all kinds of great stuff. And if you had any questions about insurance, for example, the United policyholders will be there. If you're wondering how to make your property, your yard, your home more fire resistant, we have a spectacular display from the UC Master Gardeners who will be there, and they do a terrific job of explaining how to use landscaping effectively to protect your home, make your home more fire resistant, and use drought-resistant plants. So it's a win-win.
You're listening to Feature Story of the Week. My name is Mike Dale, and a very special edition today. With me is Carrie Guittard, strategist with the San Mateo County Emergency Management Department, and Sandra Furpo, project manager of Disaster Preparedness Day. Now, guys, what happens if we are isolated along the coastside? You know, who and what is going to help us with our go bag and whatever else we need if we have an isolated communication situation?
In a disaster, after disaster, what's the first thing everyone's going to do? Everyone's going to be on their cell phones trying to reach loved ones, make sure they're okay, and the bandwidth is going to go down to zero. So using your cell phone may not be the most effective thing to do. So having an emergency plan for communications with your family is important. You may not be able to contact them via cell phone immediately after disaster. Things you can do. You can have an out-of-state, out-of-area contact. Long-distance calls have a slightly better chance of getting out in those cases. So make sure you have someone that everyone knows to call. I have my brother in Arizona. Everyone in my family knows, call him, do a quick check-in. Hey, we just had an earthquake. I'm fine. I'm at work. I will stay here, or I'm going to go over to, you know, mom's house and check on her. And then I can check back with him in an hour and see he's heard from my husband, my daughters, my cousin, whomever, and get that information. And what does that do? That lowers the temperature, lowers the stress. It's very important to help you keep your calm so that you can then focus on what you need to do next. Something else you can do is change the outgoing greeting on your phone, because often they'll try to call you and they'll get your voicemail, your greeting. So you can say, hey, it's Sandra. We just had an earthquake. I'm at work. I'm safe. Talk to you soon.
I can't thank you guys enough. Carrie Guittard, Sandra Firpo, we are so excited to partner with you on this special day, Saturday, August 1st, the 22nd annual San Mateo County Disaster Preparedness Day. Thank you so much. We encourage all of you Coastsiders to be there. It's a lot of fun for the entire family, and you will be prepared. Let's be ready together. I'm Mike Dale for Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks once again to Mike Dale for an ever-important interview on the subject of emergency preparedness. For it's not a matter of whether we will have an emergency, but when. We urge listeners to have water, some food, and a to-go bag with medicines and other necessities. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. The year is 2006, and there was a lot happening on the coastside, the nation, and the world. Join KHNB Time Machine host Cameron Palmer for a trip back 20 years ago. The KHNB Time Machine, moments away on your hometown community station for the San Mateo County Midcoast. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Do you remember what you were doing in July of 2006? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Half Moon Bay backdrop for car commercial. Former 49er Steve Young is featured in a car commercial filmed at Original Johnny's. To make it seem like business as normal, producers had to find customers and a waitress. The role of waitress went to Ardeline Lilly. When not doing commercials, Lilly works at her real job as a waitress at Original Johnny's. Her assignment called for her to pour a cup of coffee for Steve Young, organize efforts to save the Burnham Ends Strip. The committee eyes the purchase of a small sliver of privately owned land. Just about everyone on the coastside knows Burnham Strip. Lenny Schultz heads up the committee and would like to park to be put on that land. The Burnham Strip has been a hot-button issue of the Mid-Coast for many, many years. Review staff wins 5 journalism awards. Half Moon Bay Review has received 3 first-place awards for the California Newspaper Publishers Association Better Newspapers Contest. The review took first place for front-page sports photo and feature story. In addition, the paper received second-place awards for editorial comment. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. There's an incredible seminar coming up on July 25th in Half Moon Bay, something most of us need to learn from. The subject is the last things we like to talk about. It's end-of-life transitions. Well, well-known lecturer Elizabeth T. Boatwright conducts this information workshop to help folks prepare and make necessary final legal, medical, and personal arrangements. Mrs. Boatwright is happy to provide this seminar and a copy of her book for a suggested donation of $15 with lunch included. Now that's a deal. It'll be held at Mariners Church just before the post office. To enroll, in this community-wide event, go to the website Mariners Church at marinerscc.org. That's Mariners Church at marinerscc.org. Keep calm and plan on. In 2006, Iran and the Middle East are making the news. Iran refuses access to the UN inspectors, and there is worry over Iran's intent to build a nuclear bomb. Some things never change, huh, folks? They also test missiles, which are capable of reaching Israel. Iran's leader denies the Holocaust ever existed. Saddam Hussein is charged and following his trial is found guilty of crimes against humanity and sentenced to death by hanging. Violence erupts in Iraq during the holy month of Ramadan between Shia and Sunni Muslims, leaving many dead on both sides. A tsunami strikes the Indonesian islands of Java, killing 300 people. And North Korea declares it has carried out its first test of a nuclear weapon, becoming the world's ninth nuclear power, and carries out a test of medium-range missiles. The U.S. Energy Department releases a report that there are about a trillion barrels worth of oil in form of oil shale reserves in the Green River Basin. And President Bush acknowledges the secret prisons around the world out of U.S. legal jurisdiction. Talif surrenders its worst heat wave in recent history, with temperatures that reach 115 degrees and lasting for two-week period. The 1 billionth song is purchased from Apple iTunes. One of the songs being purchased from the iTunes is that of this Canadian singer-songwriter who is often credited for helping to renew public interest for traditional pop standards. Here's Michael Bublé with this version of the hit by the Drifters called Save the Last Dance for Me.
Ever danced with a guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, oh, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on until the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he walk you home? You must tell him. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Don't forget who's taking you home, or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the love. me. Oh, baby, won't you save the last dance for me? Ooh, you'll make a promise that you'll save the last dance for me.
This popular adult alternative rock singer teams up with Sting for this adult contemporary hit. Here's Sheryl Crow with Always on Your Side.
My yesterdays are all boxed up and neatly put away. But every now and then you come to mind. Cause you were always waiting to be picked to play the game. When your name was called, you found a place to hide. When you knew that I was always on your side.
Everything was easy then, so sweet and innocent. My demons and my angels of the man you thought I'd be. Too afraid to hear the words I'd always feared. Even you with only questions all these years.
But is there someplace far away, someplace where all is clear?
Time machine stop at next week. I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, AI in personal finance, the promise and the limits. Your smartphone buzzes with an alert. Your budgeting app has spotted an unusual spending pattern and suggests transferring $50 from your savings account to your checking account. Later that day, a robo-advisor automatically rebalances your investment portfolio. Welcome to the age of artificial intelligence in personal finance, where technology is reshaping how we manage money. What AI can do for your wallet? From tracking every latte to forecasting next month's bills, AI-powered tools are making financial management more accessible than ever. Some apps categorize transactions automatically, while other platforms offer conversational financial advice through text messages. These tools can monitor your credit score, suggest budget adjustments, and even negotiate lower bills on services like cable and internet. The investing landscape has transformed as well. Robo-advisors use algorithms to build diversified portfolios, automatically rebalance holdings, and apply strategies to minimize tax bills. Educational tools powered by AI can explain complex concepts through interactive games and simple question and answer formats, making financial literacy more accessible. Where AI falls short. Here's what the algorithms can't do. Understand what truly matters to you. AI doesn't know whether you value sustainable investing over maximum returns. It can't weigh the emotional complexity of saving for a child's education versus retiring early. When sudden illness strikes or a job change upends your plans, AI lacks the context and empathy to guide you through those human moments. Technology can crunch numbers brilliantly, but it can't offer wisdom. It can't replace human judgment, experience, or ethical reasoning. Robo-advisors' predetermined algorithms may not suit investors with complex financial needs, like estate planning or comprehensive tax planning. The human touch still matters. This is where human financial advisors remain indispensable. They provide what technology can't. Long-term perspective. Help you maintain focus when markets get volatile and emotions run high. Goal coordination. Balance competing priorities, help partners merge their financial visions, and remind you of goals you've tucked away and didn't know still mattered. Accountability. Keep you on track with your financial strategy through life's inevitable changes. Emotional support. Offer reassurance and wisdom during major financial decisions. Research validates it. Those who regularly work with a financial advisor and have a financial strategy are more likely to feel optimistic about their financial future than those who manage finances on their own. according to 2025 research from Edward Jones and Morning Consult. Find the right balance. The future likely lies in a hybrid approach, combining data-driven AI insights with the human wisdom of a financial advisor who understands your values, priorities, and life's inevitable curveballs. Think of AI as a powerful calculator and your financial advisor as the mathematician who knows which equations to use. As these technologies evolve, the key is treating AI as a tool, not a guide. Stay curious about what technology can do for your finances. Stay critical of its limitations. And remember, what matters most in your financial life is something only you can define. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones and Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever looked up and thought, what am I doing here? I'm not really qualified for this. Maybe you had a win, received praise, or landed a new opportunity, and instead of celebrating, you felt like a fraud. If so, you're not alone. It's called imposter syndrome, and it's more common than you think. In fact, some of the most accomplished, capable people silently struggle with the feeling that they don't belong or haven't truly earned their success. I'm Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, I'd love to share five Dream Builder principles to help you move from self-doubt to self-trust. The Dream Builder program is a proven step-by-step system for turning your dreams into reality, whether that's improving your health, relationships, or career. As a certified Dream Builder coach, I've seen firsthand how these principles can transform lives. Stay tuned. I'll share five tools to help you stop feeling like a fraud and start living like you belong. After this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, here are my five Dream Builder tips to help you stop feeling like a fraud and start living like you belong. Tip number one, you're not alone. Even high achievers, CEOs, artists, doctors feel like this sometimes. Dream Builder teaches us this. Self-doubt is a natural part of growth. It shows up when we're stretching into the next version of ourselves. So instead of judging the doubt, just notice it. You're not broken, you're becoming. Tip number two, borrow belief until yours catches up. When we don't yet believe in ourselves, it helps to lean on the belief others have in us. I tell my clients, you don't need 100% certainty to move forward. You just need enough willingness to try. Let my belief in you hold space for your belief in yourself. Tip number three, shift from perfection to purpose. Imposter syndrome feeds off the myth that you have to be perfect to be worthy. But Dream Builders know progress matters more than perfection. Ask yourself, is this about looking good or doing good? Remember, you're here to serve, not to perform. Tip number four, keep a victory log. Every day, write down one win, no matter how small. A kind word you shared, a task you completed, a moment of courage. Over time, this list becomes powerful evidence, quietly dismantling the lie that you're not enough. Because you are capable, you are worthy, you are enough, and deep down, you always have been. Tip number 5, speak to yourself like someone you love. Would you talk to a child or a friend the way you talk to yourself sometimes? In Dream Builder, we say, your self-talk sets your self-worth. So today, try saying, I'm learning, I'm growing, I am enough, as I am becoming more. Imposter syndrome doesn't mean you're a fraud. It means you're leveling up. When you stop waiting to feel ready and start claiming your place, the magic begins to happen. If you're tired of doubting yourself and ready to step into your full power, I'd love to support you. You can find me at deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. Let's silence the inner critic and make this the year you finally believe in you. I'm Dennis Kearney, and this has been Keeping Pace with Your Health. Until next time, remember, you're not an imposter. You're evolving. Own your place and grow into your greatness. Reach out to me anytime by calling 650-272-0402 or by visiting my website, www.deepwisdomlifecoaching.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week our musical caravan is heading just a few miles south, taking that beautiful turn down Highway 84 to one of the most historic and beloved gathering spaces on the peninsula. Of course, I'm talking about the San Gregorio General Store. Get your Aloha shirts ready, Coastsiders, because on the weekend of Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd, they are throwing a sun-soaked celebration that you cannot miss. It's the first annual Hawaiian Weekend and Pig Roast, officially dubbed Aloha San Gregorio 2026. Today, we're highlighting the incredible talent taking the stage, starting with a true hometown favorite. I'm talking about none other than John Wittenberg, a phenomenal storyteller, exceptional guitar stylist, and a member of our very own Press Records Songwriting Society. John, welcome back to Coastside Carousel. It's been a little while, but I still play your music every now and then when I see you out gigging, and then I put a show together that I don't need an interview for. But it's great to see you again, and you've had an amazing time with all these projects you're doing, and it all started when you were 7 years old. You've had a musical life. Tell us about it.
Seven, yeah. I started on the trumpet.
I was going to ask you, the trumpet of all things. Why the trumpet at seven? That is so unusual.
The L.A. Unified School District had an amazing music program. They put a trumpet in my hands, and that very same year, I was trying to figure out how to play Let It Be on a piano, and then my mom signed me up for a private piano lesson. So yeah, the age of seven.
Now, you sent me an email about a month ago about this Aloha San Gregorio 2026. What an amazing weekend. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, it seems that the Cattermoles, George Cattermole and his family, and Casey and the whole bit at the San Gregorio General Store, they have a Hawaiian connection. They go every year. I think they have property there. And they'll be holding their first annual Aloha Festival on August 1st and 2nd. Well, they'll have a pig roast both days. They're going to make it as authentic as can be.
I had no idea. Darn, I'm going to be out of town. I would love to be there for that.
Oh, darn. I wish you could show up. Yeah.
Tell us about the artists that you're going to be playing with. I know one of them, which is Poi Rogers. Carolyn Sills is awesome. Yeah.
Not to be missed. Gerard on that lap steel guitar and Carolyn Sills. They're really great out of Santa Cruz. And the other guy who's playing is George Kahumaku. I saw him play with the Wing Brothers at San Gregorio, and he came here from Hawaii and play. And yeah, he's the real thing. You might have noticed I'm not native Hawaiian, but I did grow up with a great friend of the family, a guy named Mike McClellan, who's still around. He's 86 years old. He had the good fortune of growing up in Hawaii in the 1940s and 50s and learned slack key guitar from some of the original masters of the art. And so when I started to play guitar, I took an interest in it. I reached out to him, and some of the earliest of the styles I learned were slack key. He taught me, the first tuning I played in was called Diwahine, which is a D major seventh chord open on the guitar.
But what is a slack key music style? It's just tuning?
Yeah, I guess the story goes that a Portuguese galleon during the Civil War, 1865, landed in the Hawaiian Islands and showed up with these European instruments that we call a guitar, left them there. And years later, when, you know, the Westerners showed up to colonize Hawaii, these people were playing these instruments not in standard tuning. They were open chord tunings.
Did they even know at the time what tuning was, though?
No.
They just liked the sound, right?
And what's very interesting to me is most of the tunings are major seventh chords, which is... why did they hear that? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm with John Wittenberg. It's Coast Side Carousel. My name is Mike Dale, and we're celebrating Aloha San Gregorio 2026, August 1st and 2nd. Do you have to buy tickets to this thing? What happens?
Just walk in the front door.
Are you kidding me?
Starts at 11 a.m.
All right. It's a party, August 1st and 2nd. And we're partying right here on Carousel with John Wittenberg on KHMB's Coast Side Carousel.
You're feeling sad, your luck's been bad. You know that it's true, we all get blue. Clouds billow tall, they cover all. You say you can't see, ask why me, the sky is gray, a rainy day, what can you say you hear, the thunder is awfully loud, think a while, start to smile, there's a rainbow behind each storm cloud, stand tall and proud, no tears allowed. There's a rainbow behind each and every dark storm cloud.
Radio for the Coast Side, KHMB. This is Coast Side Carousel. My name is Mike Dale. With me, John Wittenberg. We're having a blast talking about the Hawaiian weekend at the San Gregorio General Store. They call it Aloha San Gregorio 2026. Just a bevy of good food, good times. And from what John is telling me, it's free. You just walk in at 11 and it's a festival all weekend long.
Well, yeah, they have the normal times. The first act will go on from 11 to 1, and then there will be an act in the afternoon, 2 to 5. And, yeah, just walk in the front door. There will be a pig roast each day on the side yard there.
So. That's amazing.
all these songs that we're playing today on Carousel, you're going to play at the event, and many more, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm supposed to fill 2 hours with slack key guitar. Yeah, I'll be playing a lot of Hawaiian standards.
You know, we talked about the special tuning of slack key guitar in G major 7. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that all day long, just stay in G major 7 and move around the fretboard?
Yeah, D Wahine is a D major 7. There's an open G chord, which they call terapatch tuning. I'll be playing in that. In fact, the song Someday, Someday, which I just recorded over at Rich's place at Studio E.
That'd be Rich Pearsall Studio E in Montero.
Yeah.
The George Martin of the Coastside.
Exactly.
Let's play another song with yours, John. And by the way, did you write all these just for the event?
Rainbow Behind is Michaela McClellan. Someday, Someday was actually written by an old bandmate of mine named John Martz, and he wrote it in an open terapatch tuning.
Okay, let's listen to it now. I can't wait to hear this one. This is called Someday, Someday. My guest in the studio today, John Wittenberg on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. True.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, Coastside Carousel with you. And John Wittenberg is my guest today, Mike Dale sitting in. All brought to us by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. You like British fish and chips? You like a few pints of beer? That is the place to stop, whether you go to San Gregorio General Store on Saturday and Sunday, August 1st or not. It's going to be an epic weekend with Aloha San Gregorio 2026. We just heard Someday, Someday. John, I promised I would talk to you about this musical life of yours. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading about, I've heard some quotes from the late and great Jeff Beck. And you're a scientist by day, so yes. You're a super smart dude. And you've been a musical guy since you were the age of 7. And the theory goes like this, that music is a mathematical expression in a lot of ways.
Indeed.
Okay, good. So you're on track with that. Tell me what it is with you and music. Is it everlasting enchanting, like you can't figure it out as a scientist and you have to keep creating? Dive into your heart a little bit about that.
I'm not sure that I can. I think that music is just an aptitude that we're born with. I didn't have a choice. We had a piano in the house growing up, and I was into the Beatles, and I remember trying to figure out Let It Be on a piano at the age of 6 or 7, and then was handed a trumpet in school. And then, of course, we grew up in the 70s, so there was the age of the guitar gods. We had pictures of all the greats on our walls, and I just had to be one of those guys, you know? And I picked up a guitar kind of late, at about the age of 17. I guess I wish I had picked up the guitar at the age of 7. But
you were still musically inclined the entire time before 17.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, I was raised in a strict musical household. I was studying classical piano. And, rock and roll was sort of forbidden, you know. So I had to sneak out and learn that on my own.
If you could, would you give up your scientific career just to do music?
Sure. If it paid the bills, it'd be fabulous. Yeah.
I know. You guys should be famous on the Coastside. I've always said that. But not to be. John, before we get into another song, I want to play Land of Harmony for the Coastside Carousellers. You are so busy with all your various projects. You've got another one. You'll be at the Sage Bakehouse with Janine Wilkinson, your partner Amy, and yep. You. What is the name of that band? Do you have one yet?
We are the Folk Fusion Union. Rich Purcell had Amy and Janine in the studio to sing backup for an album, and they sounded so great together. And that afternoon, we ended up playing music. And that three-part harmony was not to be ignored. And so we're just grabbing songs out of the air. Anything that has three-part harmonies is fodder for us.
Can't wait to hear that project. Yeah. And you will ping me when it's ready, right?
Absolutely.
We're with John Wittenberg on Coastside Carousel. I want to play another track for you before we have to say goodbye for this particular episode. John is going to be playing for a couple of hours on both days, Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd, or just one?
No, I'm slated for August 2nd, Sunday, from 11 to 1.
Okay, you Wittenberg fans, be there on the 2nd. It's Aloha San Gregorio 2026, and right now I got Land of Harmony for you on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
the beautiful song Land of Harmony on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. My special guest today, John Wittenberg. It's been a while since I've seen him in the studio. Always great to see John. Scientist by day and musical madman by night. Right, John? He's going to be featured on Sunday, August 2nd at Aloha San Gregorio 2026. The event is free, and they're going to be roasting pigs on both days, Saturday and Sunday, at the San Gregorio General Store. Always fun times, right?
Indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. I'll be there on Saturday as well to see Uncle George and Poi Rogers. Both of those acts not to be missed.
As we talked about off mic, Carolyn Sills and her husband are on tour as Poi Rogers. They mix kind of a Hawaii slack key with country western swing. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah, there's some overlap there. There's Hawaiian cowboy music.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, cowboy Hawaiian, the big island of Hawaii.
Yeah,
a lot of cowboys there.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Hawaiian music, John Cruise once told me, I interviewed him a couple years ago before his OPL show, and he told me, you know, this infusion of natives to Hawaii has created this. I always say that music is a virus, like language is a virus in a good way, in that you get all this amalgam of blend of beautiful music.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, I think historically Hawaiians probably had just percussion and woodwinds when the Polynesians were there, but it wasn't until the Portuguese landed with string instruments that got infused into their culture.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love the historical
there
imperative.
Are books out there. There are books out there on this.
Okay, I'm going to have to read the book before I bring up that statement again, okay? John, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for the fusion, harmony, union. Wait, I don't want to say it while I'm drinking. So,
Folk fusion union.
Folk fusion union.
That's what we call ourselves. Yeah.
As soon as John has some MP3s, he'll be right back here on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. John, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you very much for having me.
Support for our musical journey today comes from the landmark that knows a thing or two about pairing great times with great food, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn on Highway 1. Whether you're stopping in for a cold pint or fueling up a plate of their world-famous, authentic British fish and chips, Cameron's is the ultimate community hub. Visit them at camerons.pub.com. Mark your calendars right now for Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd for the first annual Hawaiian Weekend and Pig Roast at the San Gregorio General Store. Come for the music of John Wittenberg, Uncle George Kahumoku, Poi Rogers, and Uncle Dan Newitt. And stay for the unbeatable local fellowship. I'm Mike Dale. Until next week, keep the coast in your heart, a tropical breeze in your sails, and a melody in your soul. Enjoy your songs in the key of life, stay in tune, and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, numerous court decisions demonstrate that there's often a conflict between the courts, the law, and religion. Has this conflict always existed? Not according to James Wilson. James Wilson was a signer of both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was a law professor as well as an original justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. James Wilson saw no conflict between religion and the law. In fact, just the contrary. He declared, "Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine." Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. In the views of Founding Father James Wilson, religion and good civil law were inseparable.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.